No, it's not. But Daf, but to get, I don't know about it. Took long yesterday.
Okay, we are on today's Daf is Kuf Tes Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Like we said, the second to last line, Amar Leah. So basically, what's going on is the Stuki made a claim. The Stuki made a claim. The Stuki doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, made a claim via Kavu Chomer, which I thought Kavu Chomer goes about. I don't know, get that. I think Rabbi Ralbag actually spoke about this Gemara on his Prabhu week.
He's dashing
right.
From Torah Shabbat
Peh. But I think Rabbi Ralbag tried to use this to prove something that Stuki were worse than just not believing in Torah Shabbat Peh.
I think he was saying that they don't believe, they really don't believe in.
Even more than that,
in
Jewish history. But I think he also mentioned on the first problem, the second problem, when he gave the Jewish history here in the afternoon. I think he quoted this Gemara. I have to ask him. Right. So what did Stuki said? That Stuki said that the Bas is Yoresh with the Bas Habein. Right. Even though that's not true, because the Bas Habein would get first, because it's the Bain and all his line goes before the Bas. So then came the Rav Huna Marav tried to knock him off. They Rav Yochanan knocked him off with the raya from Anna. I don't have an answer to Nachman's question on the Ramban. From the Nachman asked a question yesterday that the Gemara says there's only one Anna,
right.
And the Ramban says and the Chum says there's two. Okay, so he knocked him off from Anna. So then. You see that there are two Anna, and you see that Basa, that a grandson is like a son, and therefore a granddaughter is like a granddaughter, and therefore it definitely goes to Basa Bain before it goes to the Bas. So the Stuki says, so Amar Leh, so the Stuki says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, Bikach Ata Potreini, this is the Raya that you're going to use against me. What does that mean? Bikach Ata Potreini. He says, Bitmia, look at the last Rashbam. Hello, Gamani Modele Chod Bein HaBein Yorish Zikno Vafilu Makom Bas. I'll agree that you're talking about Anna was a grandson. I'll agree that the grandson of the Mace, the Bein HaBein, will be Yorish before the daughter, before his aunt, right? The Tsuki said, right. You have.
Okay, but that's
Tsuki's.
Isn't that
the
Tsuki's thing?
The Tsuki says that the Bas comes before the Bas HaBein. But now he's saying, I'll admit that a Bein HaBein will come before the Bas. But people makom Bas. But what I said about Bas HaBein, who darmin shetirish habasima, I said that the Bas HaBein, the daughter will go before the Bas HaBein. So Amar Lo, so Rav Yochanan says back to him, Shote, you're a fool. I didn't get to tell you the whole story because you're a Stuki, you're a Shote, and you don't have the right to hear all the Torah. Now there's a whole tumult over here. What you can teach Torah to Goyim, teach Torah to Stukim, to Epic Person. What can you do? What type of Torah? But he hid the real world.
The Bas
HaBein would not supersede the Bas, because I don't know, maybe something with the Bain. I don't know. Yeah, Rashman doesn't explain that. Gamani Modu Lecha the Bain HaBein Yorish and Zikno. Because the son is the same thing, because the son takes the place.
Well, the Bein HaBein, didn't we have it before in the...
Well, first of all, it's the Stuki. He's not right.
I understand it. But he's dashing from possibly.
Right, so I'm thinking, maybe you say the Bein HaBein, we mentioned once before that there are two different ways of Yerusha. There's Yerusha with Yerusha, and there's also you stepping into the place of the father. Right. So if your son steps into the place of the father, so there he admits, he'll have that lima, he'll admit that, that's not Kira. He'll step into the place. But the Bas HaBein doesn't step into the place.
We asked before, Bein HaBein is the same as the...
We hold Bein HaBein is the same as the Bein, the Bas HaBein is the same as the Bein.
Right.
Okay, so that could be another one. So he says, "Below Tei Torah Shleimus Kesich Matelus Shelachem Ma LeBas Beno." This is the real answer. Okay, the real answer is as follows: Ma LeBas Beno Shel Mace, the granddaughter of the Mace, the Bas Beno of the Mace, Shekein Yupa Kocha B'Makom Ha'Achim. Her Kolach is stronger than the brothers of her father who died, right? Bas Beno. No, her kolach is stronger than the mace's brothers, right? Which would be her.
Goes down the four lateral.
Right, so they're stronger than her, right? So Tomer Bevito, you can tell me by the daughter, Shehura Kolcha B'Makam Achin, but the daughter herself, she's weaker by than her brothers? No, that's the answer. That's the answer. It says, "Ma lebas beno shall make bas beno of a mace. Shekein yupa kocha b'mokam ha'achem. Her power. She's stronger than the brothers of her father, right?
No.
Yeah.
You sure that's not a question?
No, this is the real answer.
This is
Rav Yochanan answering the real proof.
Right. He's saying that
why the kavachomer is no good.
This is the real proof as to why the bas havein would get before the bas. Right, this is the
bas
bino get before the bas. So mal bas bino shekein yu b'kochu makam achim. Right, a bas bino, right? She's stronger than her uncles. You have the mace. You have her son, then her. So she's stronger than her father's brothers. Right, she's stronger than the father's brothers because she stands in the place of her father. Right, so she's stronger. Right, so tomar bebito. Now you can tell me about. So you're going to say that the daughter tomar bebito. Shehura kochav makam achim. What about the mace's daughter connecting her to her brothers? She's weaker than the brothers.
Right.
She's weaker than her brothers. She's not yours anything when there's a son there. So just like I think it's how you read it, just like the bnei hamace, they're stronger. The bnei hamace are stronger than the bas habein hamace. I don't know how to do this. I had it yesterday. Okay. So we say that just like the B'nai HaMes, right? The sons are stronger than the Bas HaBein.
Right?
The sons are stronger than the Bas HaBein. So too, their sister, who's the Bas HaMes, is not Yoreshes with them. Right? They're stronger, so the boss won't be the Yorish with them. So too, in a place where he only left over sons, only left over daughters and not sons, so the daughter, the Bas HaBein, right, is stronger. I don't know how that works. Doesn't respond. It says, Tomer Bebito Shahura Kocha Itzlachen. Kishem She'enu Yoreshes Imachev Benichse Aviyah. Just like a daughter is not Yoreshes with her brother, with the Nechasim of her fathers, Kach Enu Yoreshes Im Basacheha. So too, she's not going to be Yoresh. She's not going to be Yoreshes with her nieces, with the daughters of her brothers. So, Bo'ore, Gomeluk, Shabano Slovcha, Yarshu Benichse Chefer, Bano Slovcha were Yoresh with Nichse Chefer, Velo Lachu Beni Chefer, Bano Slovcha called Nichse Chefer, Nipsas Bas Habain, Kodemas Labas, Dainu Blos, Bano Slovcha, Kadu Bano Schefer. Right. I think it's like this. The daughters, since the daughters sort of step into the place of, the daughters step into the place of their father, who is the son.
Only if there's no case of no son.
So they go before the Bas.
Exactly.
They go before the Bas. Okay. All right, unitzchum ba'oso yom aso yontov, and this is the way the chachamim were notzeach the tzdukim, and they made that day chavta al teves into a yontif. Chavta al teves became a yontif. It's one of the things in Megillas Tainus, one of those things in Megillas Tainus that were one of the days you were aser behesped ubetainus. I'm still not so clear on what the kavachomer was. We said shekein yupa kochu makamachem. The bas bino, the granddaughter, the bas bino is stronger than the uncles. Ah, so she's obviously going to be stronger than the daughter who has nothing.
The daughter gets nothing.
The daughter gets nothing when their son's there.
Sons. Right. Now, the son, he already is Yarshim.
But that granddaughter would get something.
Exactly. She's powerful.
So she has more power.
Aunt,
exactly.
So she
obviously trumps her aunt.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
Because her father trumped her aunt.
Right. Okay. Next. Now we're going to talk about, the Bas HaBein. Next, he got it. Okay. Now we're talking about the little Nach. Well, now for the story of Pelegish Begiva. Pelegish Begiva, there was a whole maisa with a woman wasn't treated very well, and all of Bnei Yisrael fought with Shevet Binyamin, right, because of the maisa Pelegish Begiva, and they basically wiped out Shevet Binyamin. There were only 600 men. One of my best ones. There were 600 men of Shevet Binyamin were left over, right? And they didn't have any women. They didn't have any women from the Shevet either to marry them. And also from the other Shvatim was brought down that they weren't able to marry them because they made a shvua that they won't give their daughters to Sheva Binyamin. So you have 600 men now with no possibility of getting married. First of all, it's very few, and there's not one to get married. So what they did is they found 400 women from Yavesh Gilad, who didn't take the shvua, apparently. So these 400 women married the 400 married 400 from Sheva Binyamin, and then they had another 200 that they had to find that they found. Well, that tuba is when they
got.
That's another bring it down here. So he says what happened was is though they had to find women for these men, so they didn't know what to do. So they said the pasuk says, I'm gonna learn this the way, this is the way the Rashbam learns it. It says Vayomru, right? Vayomru Yerushas Pleita LeBinyamin Velo Yimachas Sheva Yisrael. Well, keep the Yerusha in Binyamin, therefore a Sheva won't get wiped out. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Debei Rabbi Ami. What does this mean? Melamed Shehisnu Al Sheva Binyamin. They made a tenai on Sheva Binyamin Shelotirosh Bas Habein Ima Achin. They made a tenai was that if a person dies and he has sons, and then that son predeceased him, but that son had daughters, and the person who died also had brothers. So Alpi Halacha, the daughter is supposed to get the Bas Habein gets the Nachla. But if the Bas Habein gets the Nachla, since there were only 600 people Binyamin, there was a huge portion of the Shevet belonging to each individual. If that Bas Habein got the Nachla and then got married to someone from outside the Shevet, this huge chunk of Sheva Binyamin would leave the Nachla. So they made the takana that the brothers would be Yoresh and not the Bas Habein. That was the takana that we made. A lot to talk about here. But basically, right, it's after the Melchama, the Shvatim, what was the takana? So right, they said, this is the Rashbam, the Rashba, and the Ritva, the takana was that if a woman from Sheva Binyamin got a Nachla from Avi Avia, even though Almi Pidin, she should be Yorish with the brothers, so she would be Yorish with them, rather the brothers would be get it, and that's all. So the Rashbam, the Maharsha asks, right, the Maharsha asks, since the Ikar of the Kana was that you shouldn't have the Nachla move from Sheva Binyamin, right, when they would marry someone from outside, so why didn't they just make a Takana that a woman couldn't marry anyone other than from Sheva Binyamin? Just make sure a Binyamin can only marry a man from Sheva Binyamin, right? And so the Yalkut Mayam Loe's answer. Well, he answers. The Maharsha answers because since Sheva Binyamin was very little, so then maybe there were more women than men, and they wouldn't be able. If they only could marry someone from Sheva Binyamin, they wouldn't be able to get married. But the Yalkut Mayam Loe's answers that. Well, we just had a civil war. Essentially, it was a civil war. So at the end of the civil war, you know, when you do reconstruction at the end of the civil war, the idea is to create bonds between everybody. If you tell everybody that you can only marry from the Sheva, you can't marry anyone else, that's the opposite of correcting the civil war, that's creating pirud. It's creating more separation. So you can't do that. Okay. So the Rishonim ask also, okay, so if the whole point was that you don't want the Sheva, the Nachla, to move, so why don't we just say that, and therefore you made the Takana, the Bas Habein is not Yorish with the Achei Avia, why didn't they make the Takana, why did they only make the Takana on the Bas Habein? Why didn't they make the Takana on the Bas herself? Let's say it's a regular situation. A guy from Sheva Binyamin has no sons, but he has daughters. So the Yerusha is going to go to the daughter. So why aren't we worried there that she's going to marry out to go out of the Nachla, out of the Sheva? Same problem. Why are we only worried that the Bas Habein is not going to be Yoreshes with her uncles? What about the Bas herself? So the Rashbam answers because he says no lichle lemeisha tiyakan achlos bizar gamrei. A person wants his Yerusha to go to his descendants. If he doesn't give it to his daughter at all, and there's no son, doesn't give it to her, then he doesn't. The achlos is leaving his house, so to speak. I'm not sure how that answers the question though, because the Bas Habein also. The Bas Habein would be the only one in his house, but she takes, and then you bring it to the brothers. So why is it different? I think it's a good question. Okay, Rabbeinu Gershon brings down that this whole takana was only so that the Nachla wouldn't move from Sheva Binyamin. Rabbeinu Gershon, if you look on the, I don't know if you have Rabbeinu Gershon on the page, and he says about im rotze li nase leechad mishifta tirashima achim. If she does go ahead and marry somebody from Binyamin, then the takana doesn't take place, and she would be Yorish. The Bas Habein, right, you have the Bas Habein, The whole problem is that the Basa Bain is going to marry someone outside the Shevet. Let's say she marries somebody in the Shevet. She's going to be Yoreshes, not the, before the uncles. The Takana was only to keep in the Shevet. If it's going to be in the Shevet, in the fine.
Limited Takana.
Limited Takana only if you marry outside. That's that. Fine. Well, how do they do it? How does the Chacham have the Koach to do this? It's Din Doraisa that the Basa Bain gets the Nachla. So to say, the Rashbam says, it's Midin, Hefker based in Hefker. So as Rabbi Razor always says, that film is great because you can always go ahead and review things that we talked about before. Hefker based in Hefker. So what's the Svara for Hefker based in Hefker? How does it work? So you would think that it's a Svara, based in as the Koach. But the Gemara in Gittin, Dafal Amid Vav on the base, in the Prosbul Sugyas, talks about Hefker based in Hefker and says, what's the source for Hefker based in Hefker? The Amr of Yitzhak Minayin, Hefker based in Haya Hefker. How do you know this is Lamed Vav on the base in Gittin? How do you know the Hefker based in Hefker? Shanei Amar, the Pasuk says, this is in Ezra. The Chol Asher Lovo Kol Asher Lo Yavo Lishloshes Hayamim Kaatzas Hasarim VaZakenim. Anyone who doesn't come in the 3 days, like the Sarim and the Zakenim told everybody to do, Yachrem Kol Rechusho. All his Yerusha will become his Rechusho will become a Chayer. I mean, we based him will take it. Vehu Yibadam Mikalagola. That's one. Rav Elazar Omer Mehacha. Rav Elazar says it's from here. It's the Pasuk in Yeshua. It says Ela Hanachlos Asher Nachu Elazar Hakohen VYeshua Ben Nun VeRoshei Avos. These are the nachlos that Eliezer and Yeshua and the Rosh Avos gave out to Klal Yisrael. V'chima inyan Roshim Eitzel Avos. What's the Roshim? Why do you have Roshim Eitzel Avos? Right? It should just say Roshim Hamatos. Why does it say Roshim and Avos? What do the fathers have to do here? So lo malchot to tell you, ma Avos manchil mes b'neihem, just like fathers are manchil their sons, kol masha yirtzu, ap Roshim, so to the judges, the Roshim, manchil ma'am kol masha yirtzu. They can give to people anything that they want. That's the source of Hefker Beis and Hefker. So whenever you have two psukim, you have to figure out what's the difference between the two psukim. Why do you have two psukim talking about Hefker Beis and Hefker? So it starts with the Rashba, but it's all the Rishonim answer is what's the koach of Hefker Beis and Hefker? So some say that the koach of Hefker Beis and Hefker is that Beis Din can say to somebody, this is no longer your Rishus. And make it Hefker. I can take it out of your Rishus. Others say that Beis Din has even more power. I can take it out of your Rishus and put it into someone else's Rishus. That's even more powerful. I can put it in to someone else's Rishus. And the Rashbam says, the Rashba says, on Amid Vav Beis and Gittin, the Koach Beis Din Yakvil Lahatkir Mamma Mizeh, Ulishchosel Lazeh Atvilo Kodim Shabal Yodo. You can be Zocha and give it to somebody else. Right? The Machan Ephraim and the Hilchos King Mashiach Simon Beis says that Hefker Beis and Hefker you can only take it out from somebody and you can't put it into somebody's hands. So the source could probably be those two Shitas are from the two Psukim. That's why you have two Psukim. The first Pasuk says, right? Kol Asher Lavo Yishloshes Yamim, Yachrem Kol Rechusho. Look, you take away their Rechush. Doesn't say you give it to anybody else. Yachrem Kol Rechusho. That's the second sheet that said, you can, Kol Asher of Hefker Beis and Hefker is I can take it out of your Rechush. The second Pasuk says what? Eile Nachalos, and then it says, Ma Obos Manchilim Es B'nei Kol Mashah Yirtzu, Af Rashi Manchilim Ha'am Kol Mashah Yirtzu. They can give over whatever they want. So that the second Pasuk says, Hefker Beis and Hefker allows you to give it to somebody else, which means I can take it from you and give it to you. So the two shitas of how of what the code of Hefker Beis and Hefker comes out from the two psukim in the Gemara Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Beis. Okay, now we will continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol she'enu maniach bein liyorsho. Whoever doesn't leave over a son to be yorishim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu malei be'ebra. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is very angry with him. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here by the Yerusha Sabin, right? By the Yerusha, it says Ish Kiyamus Obein Elo. The pasuk says Avartem Es Nachlas Lubito. You pass the Nachla to the daughter. The Ksiv Hasam and the Nevua and the famous Nevua of Tzfanya, the Nevua of Tzfanya says Yom Evra Hayomhu. This is a day of anger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you say Avartem and Evra. Evra Avartem means anger. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry if the Yerusha passes to the daughter because there is no son. Okay, so what does that mean? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry that you have no sons. It's onus. Most of the time it's onus. So some they say, okay, fine. But it's really onus. The person was osik in peer review, and he only had daughters, or he didn't have children, but he was still mishtadel to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was not angry. The source someone brought down, the Knesset Yecheskel, says the reason why he's angry is because when someone's nifter, so the son says Kaddish to the father. Son says Kaddish to the father in order to save him from Midas Adin, he can do Midas Arachamim. But if there's no son, there's no real Kaddish,
Right? There's no kaddish. So there's no one saying, there's no one trying to save, no one saving the father from midas adin. So midas adin is the anger of a kaddish baruch hu. So it's going to be kois on the father because he has no one to help him to get to midas harachma because there's no one saying kaddish. I don't know what halacha is, but some rabbanim allow daughters to say kaddish, but maybe that word doesn't work because you only can say kaddish with other men saying kaddish. Never.
If somebody's an onus, it's kind of almost like ironic because it's Hashem who can provide.
Right. So it's Hashem.
Right.
So I think you have to take it on. There's a Mizrahi. The Re'im is the Mizrahi, right? There's a right. Rav Elazar Mizrahi and Bamidbar, I think. So he says that if a person doesn't have sons, must be that the reason why he's onus is he did something wrong. Hashem is angry enough with him to not give him sons. And that's why he has no sons. It's a simon that Kodesh Baruch was angry at him. There's something else I saw here, which was that was by the Re'im. The Re'im is the Mizrahi, I think. It's on Bamidbar, Perach of Zion, Pasuk Zion. Okay. Similar. See, he brings down the notes here that Rav Chanan says something similar in the Kovet Shiurim Os Tav Pei. Okay. Fine. Right, the Kli Yakar in Parshas Lech Lecha, I remember. Kli Yakar in Parshas Lech Lecha says that what does it mean that you don't leave sons? And it's all onus if you don't have sons. He says, if you have children and you don't leave sons, you mean they don't take after you. You're not mechanech them in the proper way. You're not mechanech them in a way that they're gonna follow you. You didn't leave sons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then angry. You're more of a drush type answer. Okay. Now there's going to be another pasuk to prove this. The pasuk says in Tehillim, full pasuk is Yishma Kel B'Yaneim B'Yoshev Kedem Selah. Pasuk says Asher Ein Chalifos Lamo V'Lo Yaru Elokim. Right, if he doesn't have Chalifos, shows that he's not a Yirei Elokim. Rav Yochanan Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. If Machlokes Rav Yochanan Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Chada Amar Kol She'Eino Maniach Bein. Anyone doesn't leave over a son who's Machlifo, who's his machlif in Olam Hazeh, that shows that he's not Yerushimayim. Anyone who doesn't have a Talmud that he taught Torah, that he's not Yerushim. Again, a lot of
that's what it means.
No, that's what it means. Asher ein chalifos. If you don't have any chalifos, then it's v'lo yoru elokim. So what does it mean? Ein chalifos. Either you didn't leave over a Talmud, you leave over a son. So again, a lot of the Rishim say someone has the ability to leave him over and doesn't do it. So Gemara says, "Tistayim the Rabbi Yochanan the Amr Talmud." It must be that Rabbi Yochanan says that the kavanah of the pasuk is that he didn't leave over Talmud. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons and they all died, and he used to walk around with a bone or a tooth, depending on how you work out the tumatari issues. He used to walk around to people and don garmei dasir beer, and he would go into go to people's houses and say, "Listen, I had 10 sons, I lost 10 sons. Here's the etzim of my last son. I was misnachim. You should be misnachim also. You'll have nechama." So Tistayim the Rabbi Yochanan the Amr Talmud, right? Because if Rav Yochanan was held, then whoever doesn't have sons, right? Whoever doesn't have sons is not a Yirei Elokim. So then he's walking in and telling everybody that he has no sons. He's telling everybody he's not a Yirei Elokim. So that can't be the issue. So it must be to Stein Rav Yochanan who the Amr Talmud. It must be that Rav Yochanan said that you don't have chalifos. It's a Talmud. So there's a famous Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on the story of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan lost 10 sons. He lost 10 sons. Maybe he had another son afterwards, but he lost 10 sons. And he had nechama. He used to walk around and he gave people nechama. But when Rish Lakish, his chavrusa, died, Rav Yochanan went crazy. He went crazy. So he says, what? Who? He couldn't handle losing his chavrusa. He could handle losing his sons, but he couldn't handle losing his chavrusa. Why? Because chavrusa learned Torah with him. He couldn't handle not being able to learn Torah with his chavrusa, Rish Lakish. That was the kolach of Torah. Okay. So the Gemara now says, "Umi Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud." Rabbi Yochanan says that Chalifos means the Talmud. That must mean Rabbi Shu ben Levi Amar Bein. Must be Rabbi Shu who says that Chalifos means the son. But that can't be. Har Rabbi Shu ben Levi Lo Az Lebei Tamya. Rabbi Shu ben Levi was not mizvatel his limudim to go make a shiva call. El Lebei Man Deshachav Lo Boni. Only to somebody who died without children. Somebody must be sitting shiva for them, but if a person had no children, he would then be do menachem nichum aveilim because there was nobody, there were no children afterwards. But how would he do nichum aveilim if someone has no children? He's going to be menachem aveil to somebody who's not a yiri shemayim. Diksev bacho it says al tivchul emes ve al tinu du lo bacho laholich. So amar Yehuda marav laholich below ben zachar. That's the limud that since he didn't have any zachar afterwards, it's a bit tsar. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi would go and be menachem aveil this mace.
But if this mace had no sons, according to Rabbi Shua, he's not a Yir Shemayim. Why is Rabbi Shua going to be Mavatel, his limud, his limudim to make a Shivakal? You see, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you know, nowadays, you have to make a Shivakal, to go to everyone's house, you have to go. He didn't always go. But then again, if we were learning Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then you don't have to go. Look, maybe you should, So, Elo Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who the Amr Talmud. It must be Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who said that it's the Talmud. Aye, from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who the Amr Talmud, then Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Bain. Then we have Kashan Rabbi Yochanan, We still have the original Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. How is he going telling people that he has no sons left? Right? So the Gemara says, no, Lo Kasha Hadidei Hadarabe. No, one's Rabbi Yochanan saying, in his own sheet, Rabbi Yochanan's sheet was that it's the Talmud, but he's over here, he's quoting the Rebbe, Hadarabe. His Rebbe is saying this, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates someone who doesn't have sons. So they go, they ask, wait a second. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is a Tana. Rav Yochanan was the first generation Amora. So how is the Amora arguing on the Tana? How is he arguing on the Tana? So from here, so Rav Shach says, he quotes the famous Kesef Mishnah, who says that Amorayim didn't argue on Tanayim, not because they weren't allowed to. It's because they took it upon themselves not to argue. It's a famous whole thing about how later generations argue in early generations. So from here you see that the first generation, Rav Shach says, the first generation of Amorayim did not take it upon themselves not to argue on Tanayim. Why? It was their Rebbe. It was like talking to the next, it was the same, there was no disconnect. So he was able to argue, he did not accept, based on this that Kesef Mishnah, he never accepted upon himself and he would be able to argue. Okay. Simon Hadar Ani B'chacham. There were three members of Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. So the Simon is Hadar Ani B'chacham. Darish Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. My Dixiv, the pasuk says in Melachim, V'hadad Shama B'mitzrayim. Hadad and Mitzrayim heard. Yishachav David imavosav. He heard that David died. V'chimes Yoav Sartzava. And Yoav died. So David is Shachav and Yoav is Mace. What's the difference? Right? So what does that mean? V'pnei ma b'David nemer bo shchiva u'b'yoav nemer bo misa. So he says, David sheniach bein nemar bo shchiva. David, who left over a son, it's shchiva, because he's just lying down. He's not, mace means he's gone, he's dead. No, he has someone to carry on for him. But Yoav shalohi niach bein nemar bo misa. Yoav did not have a son. It's misa, he's done. But Gemara says, and Yoav lohi niach bein, Yoav didn't have a sons. There's a passage that says in Ezra, m'bnei Yoav ovadja ben yechiel. Of the sons of Yoav, you have Elvajah, was the son of Yoav. What is that? So what's going on? Ella, David Shein Yachbein. David left over a son, Kemoso, similar to him, who was like him, right? Nemer Bo Shchiva. So then, that's only Shchiva, right? It's not real Misa, it's just Shchiva. But Yoav, Shalohin Yachbein Kemoso, to continue his ways, right? Nemer Bo Misa. That's considered Misa, because it's a Misa Gemur if you don't have someone following in your footsteps. So here, Great Rasha from the Ksav Sofer. Again, Rabbi Razi is always quoted the Ksav Sofer. He's just an unbelievable darshan. It's almost a nerdy moment. Parshas Vayechi. So what's going on? Yaakov has his son. This is the Ksav Sofer in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov has his son sitting around him. He says to them, do you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, blah, 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 and they say Shema Yisrael. And then he says, okay, they said Shema Yisrael, and then he tells Yosef, please bury me in Mitzrayim. So, in Eretz Yisrael, don't bury me in Yisrael. Bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Ksav Sofer says, "What's going on with the psukim?" So he says that right, Yaakov was afraid that maybe there's a psul b'mitasi. His grandfather psul and his father psul and his. So maybe. So when they said Shema Yisrael, Rashi says they said Kishem she'ein bilvavcha ela echad, kein ein bilvavenu ela echad. We only have one in our hearts. V'amar Yaakov bar shein kavol machlus olimbad. He said it out loud. So we have to understand eich nisach. How was there a suffix believed Yaakov of what they did? Didn't he see their behavior? He was an active, involved father. He saw what they did. So what was the suffix? Whether or not they were part of the bris. So he had a suffix that maybe they're only part of the bris because I'm here. Because they see me. You know, sometimes you're embarrassed. You know, the muso of Yaakov came to Yosef, and because I'm here, that prevents them. But once I'm gone, maybe they'll go back. So maybe they don't have maybe it's not really in their hearts. Maybe it's just because of me. Okay? But then when they said, no, just like it's in your heart, it's in our heart, then Yaakov realized it's not only because of him. It's really in them. So then he tells Yosef, okay, if it's really in them, they don't need me. So don't bury me in Mitzrayim now. They don't need me here in Mitzrayim. Take me to Eretz Yisrael, because I really want to be in Eretz Yisrael. But if they need me in order to stay from, then I'll stay here and bury me here so I can keep them going. Okay. What? See, that's a great word. So then it says also, so that's why the pasuk then says, it says, v'shachafti imavosai. He doesn't say v'mistasi, v'shachafti, but he said, lashon shchiva. Ksav Sofer says, well, once he has the bed is complete, no one has any problem, his sons are like him, it's shchiva imavosai. The similar word, I don't know who this is. The Miloha Omer, Parshas Balak. This is a great word also. It says when Aaron HaKohen dies, I have up saying it's a great word before I tell it. I think it's a great word. I'll leave it up to you once you hear it. Pasuk says, V'hipshes es Aaron es begadov, v'hilbashtem es alazar b'no b'aaron yosef v'meisham. They'll take off the clothing, and then they'll put the clothing on Elazar, and Aaron will die there. What do you mean he'll die there? He'll die. Why is he? He's only dead there. He's dead everywhere. So he says, no, because Shechiva only means Misa, right? But Misham. Misa only means if your sons aren't acting like you. So right here, right now, on the mountain, Elazar wasn't the Kohen yet. He only becomes the Kohen Gadol when he goes into the base of Migdash, when he goes into the Mishkan. So he took off the clothing, and he put on Elazar, and right here, Misham Aaron, because no one took his place. But later on, when Elazar goes into the Mishkan and starts doing the Kahuna, then Aaron's not dead anymore, because his son took over. So that's why it's Vedavka Meisham. Only here he's Mace, but he's not Mace later on when his son takes over. Okay. Fine. So then, Darash Vepichas Ben Chama, Kasha Anias Besok Beisos Shel Adam. Being poor, or not being able to support, put food on the table, they say, is much more difficult than Chamisha Makos, more than Chamisha Makos. And Amar, the Pasuk in Eo says, Chanuni, Chanuni, Atem Reai, Ki Yad Eloha Noga Bi. Have Rachmanis on me, because Hashem hit me. The Ka'amir Lechabri, and his friend said to him, Hishomer, Al Tefen Al Oven, Ki Al Zeba Chartami Oni. Don't be so upset, because at least you're not poor. I don't understand what you mean by not poor. Doesn't the Pasuk say that he lost all his possessions? Did Eo lose everything? You know what I mean? He's not poor. Okay, fine. Darash of Pinchas Ben Chama. I mean, Tosfos says that. He says the Lo Matzin. Tosfos says the Lo Matzin should hipsi Eov Ela Behemos. So while Karkov the Kesef Zav Lo hipsi, he only lost his animals. Okay, fine. Darash of Pinchas Ben Chama. Another Darasha. Kol Sheyesh Lo Chol Besof Beiso. Someone has a chola in his house. Yelechay Tzal Chacham. He should go to a Chacham. Vivakish Alav Rachamim. The Chacham should ask Rachamim because the Tefillah of the Tzaddik is going to help. Vivakish Alav Rachamim. Shenemar. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Chamas Melech Malachay Mavis. Mavis. The anger of the king stirs up the Malach Mavis. The Ish Chacham Yichap Prena. And a wise man is going to get kapara for what's going on. So Chamas Melech is the anger of Hashem, and therefore you have to go to an Ish Chacham, go to a Chacham, and he's going to take it away via Tefillah. So there's a lot to talk about over here. Going to tzaddik and this. First of all, the Meiri says what's going on here is that you don't go to the chacham to daven for you. You go to a chacham to learn how to daven for yourself. Typical. Well, that's what he says. You don't know how to daven, so you go. It's true. You go sometimes. You go into a yeshiva or you go to a rebbe and you see the way that they daven. You take a little bit of that, and you at least for one tefillah, your davening's a little better. Then you start playing with your BlackBerry afterwards, anyway. But that's what the Miri says. But the others say that no, there's the Grizz. It's brought down the name of the Grizz, right? It's in the Chidushei Grizz al Torah. He says that there are two types of tefillahs, and Salvechik also has a lot about this. There are two types of tefillahs. There's the regular standard tefillah that you do yourself. The regular standard tefillah, but there's also a personal tefillah that when you scream out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to a tzaddik more because he has the Torah. Maybe he has a more of a connection. I don't know how that plays into all these stakas where you give him and they say they'll daven on your behalf. I don't know how that works. But there's also a halacha lemaisa comes out of this. There was a shaila was asked for Shlomo Kluger. Okay, guy's sick on Shabbos. He's sick on where's the source? Let me find the source. This person is sick on Shabbos. And they decide that they're going to send it's Shut Bacharta Bachayim Simon Pei Zayin, right? That they're going to write a letter and send a person to travel outside of the Chum to go give the letter to a tzaddik to daven on behalf of the Chola because on Pikuach Nefesh is Dofa Shabbos. So Shlomo Kluger says the Pikuach Nefesh is Dofa Shabbos are only natural things. Going to the doctor, warming up the water, things like that. But to go make a chilul Shabbos, to go to a tzaddik outside the chum and to write things, then that's not. The Marsham is the same Shabbos where they can make a telegraph on Shabbos to a tzaddik in order for the daven on behalf of a chole who's sick on Shabbos. He says no, it only applies to natural refuahs, not to supernatural refuahs. And the Tzitz Eliezer I heard has a similar shaila. Says that if someone in the family is sick, so if one of the sons does all the chutzos to pay for the medical bills, he technically can recoup that money from the estate. Let's say one of the sons says, person's sick in New York, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to pay first class ticket, I'm going to travel to Eretz Yisrael, and then go to a tzad to have him down for our father. Can he recoup that money? So Voldemort says no. The money doesn't come out. But I mean, just as a mar makom, there's a beautiful, beautiful tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's an Igros Moshe Yordea, Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Aleph. who says that people always ask him to daven for their sick relatives, and he says that I'm not roy, I don't know why they're asking for me, I'm not a gadol, I'm not this, I'm not, but you know what, if I tell that to these people, they're going to say, oh, daven more, you're such an unof. So he says, if someone comes to you and asks to daven for them on behalf of their chola, you can't say no. They're coming to you because they think that you have something. So if you're going to say no, either you're going to disappoint them, or you're going to increase your misrepresentation to them, and you can't do that. So it's just the whole lashon is very, very beautiful. Okay, fine. Zeh klal. Back to the Mishnah. This is the klal. Kol. I say everything I wanted to say. Oh, okay, fine. Also, about this, the davening, he says it's brought down that the minhag is to say, it's a darkei moshe, your day of simon shun lamed hay sekotan base, that you give a bruch for the chol in shul, and it's also brought down that you do the bruch. Aruch Hashulchan brings down, is Aruch Hashulchan, that the bruch is always done where the sefer Torah is open, when the sefer Torah is in the bima, because what's the point? Why are you going to a tzaddik to daven on behalf of the chol? Because he has the power of Torah. So when we make a birchas hachola, we're doing the bracha of the chola. We want to do it when the sefer Torah is on the table, because the power of the Torah is what's going to help with the bracha. Okay, zera klal kol kodem menachla yotze yirecha kodemin va'av kol mechol yotze yirecha. This the klal was whoever's first in the nachla, so too his yotzim go before the next person. Okay, and the father is before kol yotze yirecha. So boy Rabbi Mechamer, Mechamer had a suffix. Avia av achiyav. You have the grandfather of the mace, and I guess the uncle of the mace, Kagon, Morgan's Ansel, Abraham, Uyishmal, Benichse Esav. Esav dies without any children, and Yitzchak's already dead. Okay, so who's there? What do you have? You have Abraham as grandfather, and Yishmal as uncle. Who goes first? So Amar Rava says, Tashma, Av Kodem Lechol Yotze Yerecho. The father comes before all Yotze Yerecho. So definitely Abraham is going to be before Yishmal to be Yorish, his grandson, Esav. Because Abram comes before Yishmael. The father comes before his Yotze Yerecho. So Abram comes before before Yishmael. So since Esav died without children, his father Yitzchak would be Yorishim. But since Yitzchak already dies, so it's as if Yitzchak was Yorish in the Kever, and he's Morish the Nachla now to his Krovim. Right? And we have the Yerusha of Yitzchak. Abram definitely comes before Yishmael, because the father's before Yotze Yerecho. Abram comes before his son, Yishmael. Fine. So the Gemara says, but it's in the Mishnah. So Rami Bar Chama, Agav Chorpe Lo Ayinba, because of the Charifus, meaning Rashbam says he really had another question in mind, and it was the next question the Gemara was going to ask. Lo Ayinba, he wasn't Ma'ayin in this. But here's the real question of Rami Bar Chama. Okay, Boy Rami Bar Chama, Avia Av the Achiv, you have the grandfather of the mace and the brother of the mace, right? What do we have before? We had the grandfather and the uncle. Now we have the grandfather and the brother. What's the case? Could go in Avram the Yaakov, Benichse Esav. Okay? So Esav, it's the Nechasim of Esav. Esav dies. Esav is Yitzchak's son, he dies, and Yitzchak is not around either. So it doesn't go to the father. Does it go to the grandfather? Right? Or does it go to the brother? Who goes first? So Esav and Kodem. So Amar Rava, Rava says, wait, Tashma, Rishonim says, it's Bain Kabain. Amar Rava, Tashma, Av Kodem Lechol Yotze Yerecho. The father comes before Yotze Yerecho, therefore Avram would come before Yaakov. Because Esav's his grandson. You know, a grandson's like a son. It's as if he's getting it directly, and then he comes before Yaakov. For Rami Bar Chama, what's his suffix? He says, Yotze Yerecho Shelo, Lo Yotze Yerecho Shel Beno. A father always comes before his Yotze Yerecho, but a father may not necessarily come before the Yotze Yerecho of his son, meaning he doesn't come before his grandsons, right? And Hachin Ami Mestabra, and so that's Mestabra in the Mishnah, the Ketani, Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal, Kol HaKol Demenachla, Yotze Yerecho Kodmin. His Yotze Yerecho come first. So Ilu Isel Yitzchak. Let's say Yitzchak was alive in this situation, okay? Esav dies without children, it would go to Yitzchak, right? So Ilu Yitzchak, right? Ilu Isel Yitzchak, Yitzchak Kodem. Yitzchak would go first. He would go before Abraham, and he would go before his other son Esav, because the Avia Meis comes before the grandfather and comes before the son. So Hashdanami the Lesa Yitzchak. Now the Yitzchak is not here, right? The Yitzchak has already died. Yaakov Yaakov, the son of Yitzhak, is Kodem. It's going to be before Avram. Why? Because Yitzhak is Yorish in the Keber. Yitzhak then gives, it's the Yotze Yerecho come first. Yitzhak Yotze, who's Yitzhak's Yotze Yerecho? Yaakov. So he would get it before the grandfather. The only time we say Yotze Yerecho is your own Yotze Yerecho, not your Yotze Yerecho of your grandson. There were no Esav kids. Esav died without kids. That's the whole thing is premised on the fact that Esav dies without kids, and Yitzhak is dead as well. It is an example. This is a hypothetical. This is not the Metzius what happened. They're just giving names to help us along with the thing. Should I do the Mishnah? Okay. So the Mishnah says, now we're talking about Slavcha, the Benos Slavcha. Again, we're talking about Slavcha all the time. So, when the Torah talked about the Chalukas Aretz of Bnei Yisrael, so Benot Slavcha ben Chefer, right, they're the granddaughters of Chefer, Slavcha and Chefer apparently both die without male children, so the Benot Slavcha Taina, they should get the Nachla as well, and that's what we hold the whole thing, if they're Benin Lo, it goes to the Bas. So now the Mishnah is going to explain all the Nachlos that Slavcha received. So he says, Benot Slavcha, Natlu Shlosha Chalak and Benachla. They took three portions in Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Number one, they took Chelik Aviyan. They took the Chelik of Tzlovchad, Shahaya, Im Yotzei Mitzrayim. That he was with Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Gemara is going to point out that this goes according to the Shita of Yosha, who says that the Eretz Yisrael was in this Chalka, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and not to the people of Ba'il Aretz. You know, the Chalukah was based on the people who left Mitzrayim, not the people who went into Eretz Yisrael. Right? Even though they never actually received any of the land, because they died in the Midbar, nevertheless, the Chalukah was done based on those families. That's number one. The Chalko im Echa b'nichsei Chefer. And it's B'nos Lovchad also took a Chalek of their father's portion with his brothers, meaning Slovchad's portion that he was Yorish with his brothers of Chefer's land. Chefer was Slovchad's father. Chefer had sons. One of those sons was Slovchad, and they split it. So the Bono Slovchad took that portion. And number three, Shahaya Slovchad was Bechor. He was the Bechor. Benotel Shnei Chalakim. He took two Chalakim of Chefer. So the Gemara is saying, wait a second, he's a Bechor. A Bechor only takes from Muksuk. He doesn't take from Roy. At this time, when he died, the Chalukah was only Roy. It didn't take place yet. It wasn't Muksuk. How did they take? How was there a Pishnayim on the Nachla? They say, Eretz Yisrael is always Muksuk. You don't have the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael is always Muksuk, the Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not considered Roy. It's considered Muksuk. Have a good day.